Gender stereotypes are a generalized view or preconception about attributes, characteristics, or roles that are or ought to be possessed by or performed by women and men. Stereotypes are not always negative, but because they are assumptions that disregard a person's individual skills and abilities, they tend to be prejudicial. Negative gender stereotypes hold back a person's ability to achieve their full potential, limiting opportunities. Additionally, negative gender stereotypes can result in gender discrimination, which impacts equality that should be guaranteed to both men and women. Negative or wrongful stereotypes has historically been a problem and in fact continues to be a hot topic in today's news media. In an article from the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights, we learned that wrongful gender stereotyping is a frequent cause of discrimination against women and contributing factors in violation of a vast array of rights. Women are more negatively affected due to stereotyping and can be put at a disadvantage on such rights as a fair working wage, educational opportunities, and freedom from gender-based violence.
Furthermore, gender roles contribute to negative gender stereotyping. In an article found on PlannedParenthood.org, it states that men are expected to be strong, aggressive, and bold, while women are expected to be feminine, polite, and accommodating and nurturing. The article later explains how both men and women are typically expected to conduct themselves in the home and the workplace. The traditional gender role for a mother may be seen as a woman who has been taking time off her career to raise a child, as compared to the working role of the man to provide food and shelter for his family.
Consequently, stereotypical expectations reinforce the gender inequalities and is yet another example of how harmful gender stereotypes are to how individuals perceive and interact with others. In an article by annualreview.org, Naomi Elmers writes that stereotypical expectations not only reflect existing differences, but also impact the way men and women define themselves and are treated by others. Elmers also points out how it can affect the way people attend to, interpret, and remember information about individuals of like genders and opposite individuals. Genders. By allowing ourselves to categorize the people we meet as male or female rather than individuals with unique talents and abilities, we may project negative impressions on their contributions.
After much review and reflection, while genders are simply a biological difference between male and female, it is important that each one of us learn to treat one another with respect and truly value the contributions, unique talents, and abilities of the individual. To recognize and embrace the diversity of thought will enable us to move beyond the typical gender stereotypes and treat one another equally. If people could not accept how things truly are, that each of us is unique, has value, and should treat one another with respect, they realize that gender stereotypes are truly insignificant.
Gender stereotypes, I think, are frustrating, but I don't believe there's a way around them. I think you have to go through them by looking in the mirror as an individual and doing what you can do with what you're able to control every day. We're not able to control what other people think. We're never going to be able to change everyone's mind. So trying to force that in a national conversation, rather than just standing upright and living your life in such a way that you are combating those when you come in, you know, confrontation or contact with them. And then maybe that action inspires others. I think that's how real change happens. But these stereotypes, while frustrating, they're what they are.